From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Howdy, Phoenix, and welcome back to the Gay PHX Podcast. I'm your host, Billy Foster, and as Pride Month comes to a close, I want to share a quick update. Many of you know this month didn't go quite the way I expected. Between hospital stays, following up on appointments, and making sure that everything is headed in the right direction, I've gotten a bit, well, behind in just about everything. The good news is, though, I'm doing well, I'm getting stronger every day, and now is the time to catch up. To give me a chance to do that, I'm doing something a little different for the month of July. Our good friend Delos from Amory Pack has graciously volunteered to help step up behind the microphone and help host the Gay PHX podcast while I get caught up behind the scenes. Delos and the Amory Pack have been wonderful friends to Gay PHX and to our community. Brian and I couldn't be more grateful that they're willing to help step up and keep things moving while I focus on getting completely back on my feet. So if you hear a different voice welcoming you over the next few weeks, know that I'm still here, still working behind the scenes, and I'll be back in the host chair before you know it. Sometimes taking care of yourself also means accepting help from the people around you, and I'm learning that that's okay. And honestly, that's what community is all about. Because while I wasn't able to attend nearly as many Pride events as I had planned this month, I still got to watch something pretty incredible happen. I watched our community show up to fundraisers, show up for performers, show up for local businesses, show up for Pride celebrations across Arizona. And you showed up for each other. And that, to me, is what Pride has always been about. Speaking of community, we also want to congratulate Stephen Land on being crowned Mr. Newtown 2026. Stephen is someone we've had the pleasure of working with, and we're excited to see what his title year brings. And we can't wait to welcome him back to the Rainbow Tinted Microphone to talk about his journey and Nightburn's Men's Warehouse Party coming this Friday, July 3rd. Today's conversation, though, takes us in a little different direction. We're sitting down with Lewis, the general manager of Club 541 in Palm Springs. Now, before you make any assumptions, this isn't just a conversation about a members club. It's a conversation about creating spaces, reducing stigma, respecting consent, and giving people a place where they can simply be themselves without shame. Whether you agree with every lifestyle or not, it's a thoughtful discussion of why spaces like these exist and the role they play in keeping our community safer. It's one of the most honest conversations we've had this year. But first, nobody keeps a closer eye on what's happening around our community than my husband, Brian, our Desert Den Daddy. So let's hand it over to him for this week's Hot 3.
You're listening to Gay PHX, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 Phoenix. We're closing the book on Pride Month, but we're definitely not closing the chapter on Pride. Because around here, July isn't the end of the celebration. It's simply Pride Month, without the corporate logos. And honestly, I kind of love that. Because the community doesn't need permission to celebrate who we are. We do that every single day. This week, we've got the most iconic queer films ever made, an opportunity to learn something new in a warming and respectful space, and a sweet little gathering that provides the best conversations sometimes happen over an ice cream sundae. So grab your calendar, text your favorite people, and maybe wear the stretchy pants, because ice cream is involved. This is Brian's Hot 3, your glitter soap, Desert Den Daddy approved guide to where you need to be this week. Hot pick number one, look out, Summer of Solution, but I'm a cheerleader. At Kitchen Royale and Cocktails, it's going to be on June 30th at 6 p.m. This week, Lookout Summer of Solutions continues with one of the most beloved LGBTQ+ cult classics ever made, But I'm a Cheerleader. Takes a hilarious, colorful, and surprisingly heartfelt look at conversion therapy with enough pink to make Barbie ask, okay, where'd you get that? You'll laugh, you'll cringe, you'll probably leave quoting at least one line. After the movie, stick around for the community discussion, because sometimes the best conversations don't begin until the credits start rolling. Good food, great people, and a reminder that our stories deserve to be seen, celebrated, and remembered. Hot pick number two, The Call Beyond Equals, Into Dominance, Submission, and Power Exchange. At the Arizona Power Exchange Corporation, APEC, that will be on Tuesday, June 30th at 7:15 p.m. Curious about dominance, submission, or power exchange, but not quite sure where to begin? This isn't about the myths. This is about the movie stereotypes. This is about communication, consent, trust, negotiation, and building healthy relationships rooted in mutual respect. Whether you're simply curious, exploring with a new partner, or just looking to better understand this part of our community, everyone is welcome. Bring an open mind, bring your questions, leave with knowledge. Because confidence starts with communication, and communication never goes out of style. Hot pick number 3, Phoenix Gamers Ice Cream Social. At McAlpine's Diner, which is on 2303 North 7th Street, Saturday, July 4th from 2 to 4. Every first Saturday of the month, Phoenix Gamers proves you don't need flashing lights and pounding music to build community. Sometimes all it takes is a scoop of Rocky Road, a root beer float, and someone's asking, "Mind if I sit here?" Whether you're a longtime gamer, completely new to the group, or honestly just because someone whispered the words banana split, you'll fit right in. No tournaments, no pressure, no expectation. Just good people, sweet treats, and a reminder that some of life's best friendships begin over dessert. Besides, calories shared with friends don't count. I'm almost positive that's science. Phoenix, as Pride Month comes to a close, I hope one thing comes crystal clear. This community is so much bigger than one month on a calendar. It's every local business that opens its doors, every volunteer who gives their time, every performer who steps onto a stage, every organization creating spaces where someone can walk through the door and finally feel like they belong. And every one of you listening right now, remember, the calendar may say Pride Month is over, but community doesn't have a closing ceremony. We keep showing up, keep supporting local, keep checking on your friends, keep dancing, keep loving loudly, and keep letting that beautiful queer sparkle out into the world. Because around here, the glitter never settles. I'm your Desert Den Daddy Brian, reminding you that life isn't measured by how many weekends you spend at home. It's measured by the people you meet, the laughs you share, and the memories you make together. You are seen, you are loved, you belong. And to every single one of you listening, thank you. Thank you for supporting local business. Thank you for supporting local charities. Thank you for supporting one another. Most of all, thank you for letting GayPHX be part of your week. We don't have a giant radio tower broadcasting across the desert, but we have something even better. We have you, and that means everything. Until next time, coming to you from the shadows of the radio towers, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GayPHX.com. Your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the Valley.
This is what community sounds like.
This is Amanda Renfrew, enrolled agent with The Tax Person, with your tax year countdown. If you help care for an LGBTQ plus elder, chosen family, or biological family, you may qualify for dependent care credits or medical deductions. Many people don't realize these benefits apply beyond traditional households. Get support with a free 15-minute consult at thetaxperson.com or look for me as The Tax Person on socials.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX podcast.
Today on Gay PHX, we're talking about spaces. Not just where we gather, but how intention shapes safety, consent, and connection. Some queer spaces are loud and alcohol-fueled. Others are quieter and more deliberate, and built around different values. This conversation explores why those choices matter and how they create room for community to exist without apology. Please welcome to the rainbow-tinted microphone, Lewis from Club 541 in Palm Springs. Howdy, Lewis.
Good morning and happy whatever that today is from the beautiful, warm Palm Springs, although it's cold today. It's nice.
Yeah, actually, today when we're recording, it actually rained this morning. I went outside, the sky's falling, and then it stopped.
Yes.
And now it's dried up and gone.
We actually slept with the windows open last night. It was wonderful.
Oh, wow. Allergies won't let me do that. All right, so we're jumping right into it already. For those that don't know, Lewis, what is your role at Club 541, and what is Club 541 for those uninformed?
I am the general manager of Club 541. Club 541 is the only men's sexual venue in the Palm Springs area. There are other hotels that are clubbing optional hotels that may have play areas. We're the only actual licensed with the city men's sexual play venue.
So when people hear that it's like only sex club exclusively for men, when people hear that, what do you wish they understood immediately?
That we're not a bathhouse. We have too many people that come in the door saying, well, what do you mean you don't have towels? You don't need a towel. We have no wet areas. We have no showers. We have no sauna. We have no steam room. And we have no need for modesty. This is Palm Springs. People tend to be very naked. So we don't have towels. You can dress as much as you want or as little as you want. That's the biggest challenge, is getting people to realize that we're different than a bathhouse in that respect.
That's what the difference is between a sex club and a bathhouse.
Pretty much.
In a bathhouse, you can have this vague, oh, I'm not there for sex necessarily. I'm just here to enjoy the other amenities. At the sex club, there are no other amenities.
That's one of the biggest challenges, because people, they expect, I want to be able to take a shower. I want to be able to clean out, things like that. You should have done that before you got here.
Right.
We are truly a cruising venue, as we tend to call it. We liken it more to in the olden days, the back rooms in Europe, the bars, the basement of bars in New York and Chicago and places like that had play spaces. We're more of that, where it's more of an instantaneous thing. And in that respect, that's the other reason most bathhouses, you're required to be fully undressed and wearing a towel. Where in our case, if you want to stay fully dressed, cool. If you want to strip all the way down to nothing but your tennis shoes, cool. We want you to be as comfortable as you are comfortable with, so that you can have your most fun possible.
And that's also been an interesting thing, because for me and my husband, who frequent the club quite often, which is why I wanted to have
you've
you
been
on.
There?
Oh yeah, like you never see me there.
We never discuss who has or has not been in our club. That's,
oh,
discretion is very important to us. So you admitting that you've been there is one thing, but I would never admit that you've been there.
Right.
And we never discuss who's been in our club.
And I certainly appreciate that. But to this audience, I'm definitely out and about it, because I want to tell everyone that there are places like this that exist, that they don't have to do this in dangerous places. And that's exactly the key thing for me. That's why this is such an important thing, is that growing up, I was in not safe places when I did things.
And remind me later to talk about safe spaces, because I want to talk about that a little bit too.
Okay. But that's what is incredible about Club 541. You go there, you know what you're there for. You have your intent. You stay for that, or you chill, or you do whatever. And then you go and boom, much safer than growing up. And I would go to the park and I would assume that someone was, take the chance, potentially get beat up. It was just not safe, not good. Sure, there was a certain amount of eroticism about the nature, but I much prefer to do it in safe spaces.
I very vaguely remember as a young man in the bushes at Papago Park in Phoenix and other places like that, up on top of Hole in the Rock, up on top of the hill there, and just enjoying the sightseeing with other individuals on a one-to-one basis.
Yes.
So I totally understand that.
And so how is it that you are able to create this safe space?
Our owner, Michael John Horn, who also owns the Slammer Sex Club in Los Angeles and used to own 321 Slammer in Fort Lauderdale, decided that Palm Springs needed a venue like his other venues that he has had for many years, and went about the process to do that. That process was not easy, because Palm Springs many years ago actually outlawed adult-oriented businesses. It's actually on the books that they are against the law specifically.
Oh.
And so it was 2 years of lobbying, working with the city council, working with the police chief, working with the fire chiefs, to basically get them to understand, you have a problem here in the city. You have people exploring sex in spaces where they shouldn't be. And right. What we want to do is provide a safe space for them to do this, where it's legal and allowed and not a sneaky thing behind your backs. We want to be very upfront about it and provide this space so it's above board and everybody has a place to go. And it was about 2 years of working with the city to get them to first change the law. And then once the law was changed, then we had another 6 to 8 months of working on changing zoning to be able to allow it. And they put some very strict zoning requirements in place for this type of business. You know, certain number of feet from churches. It could not be on a main street or a street that connects to a main street.
So rewind a little bit because your phone cut out there for a second. You were saying they were putting restrictions and then that's where it cut out.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
They put restrictions in place as to where it could physically be held, where you could put a business like this. So it could not be on a main street. It could not be on a street that connects to a main street. Thus, us being on a side street behind a side street that connects around. And there's only three places in this entire city of Palm Springs where this type of business is zoned. The block that we're on, a block over near the airport and industrial park, and all the way out at I-10 and Indian Canyon Road. That was the only three places that actually fit all the criteria. So we were lucky enough to get this building on this street and get into this space. And it's very convenient because it's near downtown, very centrally located.
It's right in the gay neighborhood. I mean,
it is. It's walking distance to many of the gay resorts, many of the gay bars. And since the neighborhood is one that is pretty much unoccupied at night, all the businesses there are daytime businesses. So we have sufficient parking. It's very safe. It's a fairly well-lit street. And it worked out really well for us to be here.
Club 541 feels like lightning in a bottle. It's one of those things that everything had to be just right for it to work out. And it seems like it really has. I didn't realize that laws had to be changed and the zoning and everything. That just blows my mind that with all those requirements, then it still happened to land exactly where it landed, which is, like I said, to me, the perfect spot.
Exactly. It really is. Our owner is a very determined person. He had sex clubs for many years in the 90s in Los Angeles. And a lot of them, and back then, a lot of the sex clubs were not licensed. They were just underground businesses that ran. And he had a couple of them, and he had been shut down a few times by the city. And so he went to the city and said, look, I want to do this legitimately. I want to make this legitimate business where you're not going to shut me down, where you're not going to cause problems. Work with me on this.
Right. The demand is there. People want this.
Right. And he went and worked with a deputy chief with LAPD, a zoning commissioner, and the three of them in a black and white police car and big paper zoning maps, because this was the 90s, on paper zoning maps. And they drove around the city looking at buildings together until they found the building that currently houses Slammer. And they're like, okay, this building is available, and they're flipping through all the zoning maps. Yes. Right distance, they got out and measured streets. This is the right distance for everything. It meets all the criteria. And it was actually working with the LAPD and Zoning Commission to actually get that building open legitimately. And they're now been there 26 years. But he's very strong about wanting to make sure that he's above board with things and not trying to be a little business that just does things under the table. For example, we don't even accept cash. We only accept credit cards because we don't want ever have anyone assume, you're trying to do something below the
table without any kind of reporting or documentation.
Every single penny that we take in is tracked because we don't want ever to have anybody have an assumption that we're doing something illegal or inappropriate.
And that to me is like the right way to do things, is to try and get people to understand that this is already happening. People are already doing this. So how do we do that so that we can do it in a safe way? Now,
we also, excuse me, sorry about that.
Go ahead.
to that extent, we did a lot of work with the police chief, Andy Mills, here in Palm Springs. We worked with him on even the design of the building. We have security cameras on the outside of the building. We have security officer outside our building every night when we're open. And Andy was very supportive because he wanted to work to get people out of the washes, out of the parks, out of people's day from just having sex.
I'm glad you said that because that's what I wanted to say, because that's where they were, was literally a few feet away in that wash.
Right behind where we're at.
Right.
And he worked very hard to help us get open so that we could help eliminate that and provide a safe space for people to go. Last year, he went on the Gay Men of Palm Springs Facebook page. And actually posted, and he said, guys, There's a place to go and do this. Stop going out in the parks. Stop going out in people's neighborhoods. Stop doing this. And they even put some security cameras up in the Wash to monitor activity. This morning, or actually last night, he posted again in that same group. And if you've got a second, I'll read his part of his post.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
He said, and this is for the police chief on a Gay Men of Palm Springs Facebook page. He said, my friends, be discreet. Over the past couple of years, we've pleaded for people to not have sex in place in public. We've placed highly visible cameras to deter the illegal behavior. It worked for a short while. We patrolled on foot to give verbal warnings. I wrote a warning to send a message, yet we still get community complaints. We have sex clubs, not to mention house parties, other places for you to do these things. Today, while patrolling the CV Link, which is our new bike path we have through the city, uniformed officers came upon two people engaged in sex acts yards from the bike path. The officers arrested them, but graciously chose to cite and release them on the scene. Jail is the next step. Please stop this behavior. Don't be cheap. Be discreet. And to get that from the mayor, from this police chief of a city saying, we want to help you.
We're not stopping you from doing it. We're just stopping you from doing it in public.
Doing it in public where kids could be walking
right.
by or other people could be walking by.
Right.
And most cities would never have a police chief that is this loving and endearing to the community.
Oh, no.
They would have a police chief who would be like, oh, we're doing a sting operation. We're arresting everybody.
Right. Yeah. Find that as opportunity.
Here, and that happened here in Palm Springs many years ago with the previous police administration.
Mm.
They actually did do sting operations and were arresting guys right and left. And he's, I don't want to go back to that situation. I don't want this city to be that. I want it to be a clean, safe city where all of our visitors, whether they're straight, gay, or anything else, can feel comfortable in the environment.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we strive to provide, that space where people can. And in that respect, we're also working very heavily with the community to provide opportunities for other groups. We are now offering, for example, a swingers night for straight and bi people and couples to come in and play once or twice a month. We have a BDSM night for people involved in bondage and discipline and things like that. And it's men and women and others that come in for that one night, so they can explore those fantasies and those things in a safe environment. We have the County Riverside comes out once a month on a Thursday night with their van to do STD testing. If you come out to the van and you get your do STD testing, we give you a $5 discount to come into the club. We want to promote people to be safe in every way possible.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. And consent is also a huge part of any intimate environment. How do you actively enforce that in a club like Five for One?
It's very hard. It's very hard in any environment to deal with consent. But one of the things that we do is if we are made aware of any non-consent issues, if somebody comes up and says, hey, this person just took things too far or they won't leave me alone, we go out and we talk to them. It's, no, this isn't acceptable. This is not the way we do things here. And we have removed people for either A, being very overly aggressive to somebody who didn't want that, or people who literally took consent away and was forcing things. And if we hear something that sounds like a noise less than a moan of pleasure, but more of a moan of that shouldn't be happening, we immediately have staff going out there to investigate and making sure that, is everybody okay? Is everybody comfortable? Are you good? And if not, we've forcibly removed people from the situation. And I have no hesitation for that at all. Same thing with drugs. If you choose to partake something prior to coming, I can't do anything about that. But if I find that you have any in the club, if I find that you've brought anything into the club, you're removed and you're asked to never come back. We have a very strict policy on that. We want to make sure that A, everybody has a safe environment to play, but B, we don't have anybody putting us at risk for our license of working with the city as well.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because there's no alcohol, no drugs, and you are conveniently close to the tool shed. Has that caused any issue?
Oh, there's always people who over-imbibe.
Okay.
And people will over-imbibe on a regular basis. And what we try to do when you come in, we try and give a visual measure of How bad are you swaying? Can you actually figure out how to tap your credit card? And we deny people on a regular basis. We have people that come in the door and we're like, I think you've had possibly a little too much tonight. Maybe tonight's not the right night for you. Come back a different night. And we will do that. And we sometimes don't catch the really drunk ones because they're really good at
they're
functional drunks, but once they get inside, the alcohol finally hits because they had shots or multiple drinks and it hasn't hit their system yet. And we've had to deal with that a few times too, where they get obnoxious or they just fall asleep. And we have to deal with that and take care of them and deal with them and get them removed from the situation because we want everyone to have a good time. And if someone is there in that respect, the rest of the people are not going to have a good time. So we make sure that we have a good environment for everyone. And that means that sometimes we do have to remove somebody. We had somebody the other day who has come in a few times, just a little over imbibed. And I finally just talked to him the other day. And unfortunately, when you talk to somebody who's drunk, they're not going to remember it.
Right.
They're not going to remember it. So I ran into this person in public before he started drinking a few days later and said, look, here's the deal. Don't come back drunk anymore because we're not going to let you in. It's just not going to happen. I'm telling you this now away from the club because I know that later you won't remember me saying it anyway. So I'd rather say it now while you're sober. If you're going to be drunk, don't come back in because nobody else is having a good time when you're there. And I feel bad doing it, but I want to make sure that everybody has a safe and fun time.
But you have to watch out for the community as a whole.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, sex club often carry stigma, even within our own community. What does that look like in reality, especially in Palm Springs?
It's funny because there are so many people who are like, oh, I would never go to a place like that. But they'll go out into the wash and have sex, or they'll have sex in the park because they don't want anybody to see them.
Or they're one of the ones at the barracks before, in the olden days.
Having sex on the patio at a bar. And it's, oh, I could never go to a place like that. And we have the days. There will be that in every city, in every place, in every business. And we also have people that really want to come explore, but they're afraid to because someone might see me. Who cares? Number one, who cares?
Right.
But number two, there are ways you can conceal who you are. The pup community is getting very popular now with the guys who do the pup masks
and
their little outfits. Let's buy a pup mask.
Yeah, because they can be known as the pup and not as who they are.
Yeah.
Hey, I worked with somebody for a year off and on projects, and I just learned that they were the pup that was also the drag queen. And I was like, I'm so bad. I feel like an idiot.
Oh, yeah. But I just have to see your face. Just show me your ID when you come in the door. Then pull your pup mask down and go have fun. And no one is going to know who you are.
Right.
And that person that you're playing with might be a politician from another city. It might be a drag queen from somewhere else. It might be whoever's. Who knows? Who cares? You're all on equal ground there because now you're just there to have fun. It doesn't matter who you are or what your background is or what your social status is. It doesn't matter. Once you're there and naked, everybody's on equal ground. Some are a little more equal than others.
I know exactly what you mean. But we're all there for the same reason.
Who you are outside of this has no relevance once you're inside.
It's its own little pocket universe, if anything. Obviously, what you do there carries weight when you leave. But you can either be unknown, you could be whoever. I'm sure the people know us because of our hair, and they're like, oh, it's the people with the color hair. They're back in town. And that's what's great.
What? Are you saying that you two look unique? Is that what you're trying to say? I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's what I love about you. It's what I love.
That was moving here from Phoenix 8 years ago. One of the many things that I missed about Phoenix is you guys, because we used to have a lot of fun, especially like Sunday afternoons at Newtown, having a cocktail and seeing each other out and about. But so I'm glad that you guys do come visit on an occasional basis. So I do get to still see you. One of these trips, I need to find time for us to actually socialize outside of visiting me at work.
Yes.
Just so we can sit down and enjoy each other's company.
Which we will be in town for the Maryland. So a little plug for the Maryland 100 that's coming up for anybody who wants to join us and try and do that historic thing and be in the Guinness Book of World Records. And so when we're there, we're also going to have a couple extra days for local stuff because I'm assisting with KG. So we're going to have meetings with them. So yeah, we'll have time. So let's do a lunch or dinner or something as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's also mention that it's membership based. And why is that? Is that because of the business model? Is that because of zoning? And how, explain that.
No, it isn't. So our memberships actually just provide, it's more of a discount plan, if you will.
Okay.
So you don't have to have a membership to come in. Back in the day, many years ago, it was membership based because by having a membership based entry, you could control your clientele as to who was allowed in.
Got it.
That is not the case anymore. That was many years ago when things were a little bit different in the world. But now the membership is more of just a discount program, if you will. So our regular, for a regular night, our entry is $28 to come in. If you have a membership, which costs $39 for 5 months, it basically gives you a reduced rate, $8 less every time you come in. So if you come more than 3 times in a 5 month period, then you're saving money. If you're not going to come more than 3 times, then it's not worth buying the membership. The one advantage of the membership is it also works on all 3 clubs. So here and at Slammer in Los Angeles and at 321 Slammer in Fort Lauderdale, our memberships are reciprocal across all 3 clubs. So you get a discounted rate when you travel to the other clubs as well. So it's a little added benefit. It's more of a frequent flyer club where we're just giving you a little bit of a benefit for coming back and seeing us more than once.
Got it. I see. Now, for someone who's curious but nervous, those people that we kind of talked about, and maybe even people visiting Palm Springs for the first time, what would you want them to know? What would you say to them to help them not feel nervous?
The biggest thing for me is just relax. The biggest problem you have is people get so tied up in themselves of the expectations and the what if I'm not good enough and what if nobody likes me. Just come in with an open mind and relax. You'll either A, find somebody really fun to interact with, B, find some other people that are having fun and watch them interacting, or C, there's the option that something might not happen, but you've at least experienced it and been able to see it and feel it. It's funny. We have a customer who comes in on a regular basis who when I do my walk arounds to clean to make sure things are okay, I've never actually seen him interacting with anyone other than just watching what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I asked him one time, I said, so you're here on a regular basis. I never really see you playing. So what's your story? What's going on there? He says, my husband died. I could sit at home and be miserable every night, or I could come here and at least watch guys having fun. He says, I don't really want to have sex. I just don't want to be at home alone. And you guys provide me a place where I can go and be in public. I don't drink, so I don't want to go to bars.
Right.
I don't like drunks, so I don't want to be in bars.
Right.
This gives me a place to be, so I'm not sitting at home by myself being miserable. And I started crying.
That's beautiful.
I literally started crying because I was like, holy shit. That's when I realized that we're providing more of a service than just a place for men to have sex. We are literally providing a safe space to just exist.
I agree. And look, I'll admit, when we go out and they're like, do you want to go to the bar or the club? I'm like, I want to go to the club. I don't want to go to the bar because I'm not a drinker and I don't enjoy being around drunks. But we do go. And then we usually end up at the club.
Right.
Because to me, it not only is it like my safe space, it's my happy place. It's my refuge. You know, when people say, oh, if you had one place to pick, the club is it. It's not just because of the sex. Yes, it's a lot of because of the sex. I'll just say that. But it's just the way I feel. I can just completely be me naked and free. And I don't have even the same stigma that I feel that I have at CCBC or Casa Oliver. We go to both of those places, but the feeling at the club is different. It's an outlet. It's a release for me that I can't let go of in other places for however I'm wired, for whatever reason.
Right.
But the club, the way it's designed, the way it's built, the way it's laid out, the way everything works, I'm like, this is what I had been searching for since I was a child and I began fantasizing.
Oh my God, that is cool. Thank you for that.
But that's why this club is so important to me. That's why you and you managing it. Oh my God, that was the cherry on top. When we came there and saw you there, I was like, this is meant to be. This is it.
After a career as an IT director and telecom manager for 35 plus years, what do you do when you're retired? You run a sex club. I've actually run into some people that I knew back in my career days who are like, you're running a sex club? And I'm having a ball. I'm having so much fun.
Oh, I bet.
When the owner talked about me managing it and me working for him here, I said, I don't know anything about running a sex club. And the response was, you've been to them all over the world. You've been to bathhouses. You've been to adult bookstores. You've been to sex clubs all over the world. And understand customer service. You know what it takes to make people happy and comfortable. You'll be fine.
And you've done an excellent job, an awesome job.
Well, I just have fun. If you can't have fun and laugh, then why bother?
Right.
It's just not worth, life is not worth living if you can't just say, screw it, I want to have a good time. And sometimes that good time is just smiling and looking at naked men. Because since our
as
staff
they come in and work.
Since our staff doesn't get to play in the club, because we're not allowed to play with the customers.
Right.
Then at least we get to appreciate looking at them.
Right. It's like you get the view. It's a hell of a view.
And it's funny because we've gotten to where when we hear sounds from around the club, we recognize who people are. I came in the other night and I just walked to the door. We had been open for about an hour and I walked in. And I was standing in the office. I went, oh, it's here, because I recognize his moan.
Sure.
And one of the customers was standing there doing clothes check and getting undressed. He says, you knew who that was based on, oh, hell yes. Hell yes.
When one people night, come in and frequently hear it, you're going to learn these things.
But one night I was sitting there and I heard a specific voice moaning. And I was like, oh my God. And I went out the door running down the hall because it was an old friend from Phoenix who I had not seen in a couple of years, but I knew that voice. I knew that voice and I knew that moan. And I was like, oh, I got to go say hi. And right as I got there, I was like, okay, this probably isn't the appropriate time to say hi. He's right in the middle of something, and this is not the time to go say hello to you. But so I had to turn around and walk back to the office and just wait until he was through with what he was doing. And that's been one of the other great things about working there, is I've been fortunate to travel a lot through my life, both with my work and with my involvement for 40 years with the Gay Rodeos. And so I've met a lot of people along the way. And since Palm Springs is such a resort community, such a transient people community of people coming and going and visiting on a regular basis, I have run into more old acquaintances and friends and a few cousins along the way that has been just amazing, because people have walked in the door and said, oh my God, I know you. I haven't seen you since 1994, but I know you.
Wow.
Literally somebody the other day that I had not seen since literally the early 90s. And as soon as I scanned his ID and I looked at the name. I looked up and went, holy shit. And I literally had not seen him since 94. And once he was done with his evening, we exchanged numbers and we actually got together and had lunch the next day because we need to catch up on 50 years of life.
Right? You know, that
it was just amazing.
That's what's funny about Palm Springs is sometimes I'll run into somebody and then I'll be like, okay, I know this person. How? I'm here with them in Palm Springs. Did I know them from LA and they're in town? Did I know them from Phoenix and they're in town? Do they live here in Palm Springs? Have I met them at the club? Right. Did I meet them at the bar? Was it at a straight event? Oh my God, I don't know who I've met this from. Hi!
Exactly. Exactly. And I do that all the time. But it's been great because I'm seeing people that I've not seen in years and reconnecting. I've reconnected with so many people that I had not seen in forever. So it's great.
That's awesome. Are there any changes or improvements or new ideas for the club coming in 2026?
2026, I think we're going to be pretty mellow and maintaining. We did a bunch of changes last year. As you noticed, we added a couple of new play areas last year and really expanded some spaces to better utilize the space. The only thing really happening this year is just physical maintenance, getting ready to do an internal rehab of the physical space itself. I'm going to repaint the walls. I've got some heavy industrial vinyl coming in to refabric some of our cushions and spaces that have vinyl on it. We're going to use some heavy marine grade vinyl, and hopefully it won't wear and tear as easily, because that's been our biggest challenge, is keeping things The wear and tear is hard on that place. It really is.
Commercial and so strength is not enough.
Yes. Yesterday I installed a new water fountain because I've had a heck of a problem with water fountains that just won't stay running.
Oh,
so I've been through 3 water fountains in 2.5 years. I don't know. And it's just weird. They just stop running.
They get clogged.
Manufacturer quality just is crap these days.
Wow.
So
that's surprising. You know, of all the things to be breaking, that's the one that I thought would be breaking the most.
Yeah. And I literally am on my 3rd water fountain. So installed a new one yesterday. Hopefully that will last more than 6 months this time. But yeah, installed that yesterday. I'm going to be going through and doing painting over the next couple of weeks, just painting the walls. Not that you really see much at night anyway, because when you're in there, it's pitch black dark. It's some visible red lights, all our walls are black, so you can't really see that I have paint scuffs and things like that, but I see it. It annoys me. So I'll be painting walls, updating that. But for the most part, we are trying to do some more things with our music. We've got a couple of DJs that have been very generous to provide us music tracks on a regular basis. So we've been adding and expanding our music repertoire.
Did notice that there were some branding inside of there, which I thought was awesome. So as a one of our audio DJs, guy.
one of our DJs that has been providing music to us, he says, "Do you mind if I throw in some Club 541? It's like, oh my God, yes. And it has been so exciting because every time I hear it, I giggle because it's like it's our own radio station.
Oh, yes.
With it. And it's so funny. It is so funny.
So you know Grit from here in town, the closest thing that we have to what you have.
Right.
Which is our own little private backyard oasis, so to speak. But we have the Grit Party Mix, and I do the same thing. And then the radio station, so that they can have the radio station on, plays just dance music during the party times, Saturdays and Sundays. So we have that on our station.
That is awesome. We're also bringing in once a month, we're now bringing in a live DJ to play for 3 hours once a month.
Oh, wow.
So the 3rd Thursday of every month, we've been bringing in local and some out of town DJs just to play a 3-hour set.
Where do you put them?
We're actually putting them in that little lounge area. We have a little lounge where we have coffee and mouthwash and stuff. And they set up in there.
Got it.
Which
I lovingly call the rest area.
The rest area, yes. Some of the DJs have been like, I'd rather be out somewhere else where I can actually see what's going on because that's how I feel the groove of what's going on. I really can't put you anywhere else.
Right. That's why I was like, where are you going to put them?
But at least there's the one little side window that looks out so they can see back to the one big play area that has what I call the Sleazy Susan,
right?
The ground bed.
Yes.
And so they'll watch out there and watch the action, and that's how they gauge their music on what they're playing. But it's been doing really well. So we've got that. We've got Swingers Night every month. We've got the BDSM Night. We have a group called PS Jacks, which is a masturbation-only organization, and they have an event night on the second Monday of every month where they come in and rent the club for the night for their group to come in and have a group event. So we've been trying to do our best. We have some fisting events that happen every couple of months. We have other events. We're trying to make sure that we provide a space for people that can't get a space somewhere else so that they can put on their event that they want to do. And it's not something that's, again, underground, under the table.
Right.
We want to make sure it's a legit event for them and in a safe, comfortable space. So
let's make the deal that if you have any of those specialized ones like that, if you make us aware, we'll post them on Gay PHX so our audience is aware in case they're into any of those specialized things. That way they can plan and get out there, because that's the only way. Is I know some of these things are taboo that people don't want to necessarily talk about, but they want to experience. I don't know how they're going to experience if they don't want to talk about it or if they're too ashamed to talk about it. So we're trying to lift that in our channels, exactly. And in our ways of communicating. We would love to be able to share that with our audience so that people that are into those specific categories or those specific things that know and can try and plan and get out there and enjoy it.
Absolutely. We'll make sure that you've got everything coming up.
So in the meantime, how can people follow you online or connect with the club or learn more before visiting?
The easiest way always to find us is our website is club541.com. Nice and easy. We also are on the Twitter sphere, X sphere, whatever you want to call it these days, and on Blueski. So I believe we are PS Club 541. Where's it? Club 541. Oh, sorry, you have to edit this part out. Club 541 PS. I think.
No problem.
Just trying to remember. Yeah, you can add this part out, read it. So yes, on X, on Twitter, we are at Club541PS, and the same thing on Blue Sky, where we update events that are coming up. Talk a little. We don't ever post actual pictures of people that are in there, but we talk about some of the events, and we have some generic hot man pictures that we will post on there occasionally. But on both those, but the best and most quickest and accurate is always club541.com on our website. We keep an updated events list on there, so you'll know what events are going on, what's going on with it.
Excellent. Lewis, thank you so very much for doing this, taking the time out of your busy schedule. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you guys, and I will holler next time I come to Phoenix so we can have dinner while I'm over there as well.
Another reason we love this community.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma, and I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about partner notification. If you've ever tested positive for an STI, informing past sexual partners can be a challenge, but it is an act of care. A friendly conversation can remind others the importance of testing, treating, and staying healthy. It's not about blame or shame. It's about respect, honesty, and quality healthcare for one another and owning up to the intimacy that we share. So if a past sexual partner informs you about such matters, that you might have been exposed to an STI, be cool about it. Say, thanks for letting me know, I'm on it, and be grateful that testing and if need be treatment is available for us all. Being friendly means let's look out for each other's health.
Pride lives here.
As we wrap up this week's episode, I want to thank Lewis for joining us and for being willing to have an honest conversation. One of the things I appreciate most wasn't talking about Club 541 itself. It's talking about why spaces matter. Safe spaces, respect, consent, community. Those are the conversations worth having, and they're conversations that deserve more daylight and less stigma. As Pride Month comes to a close, I keep coming back to one simple thought. Pride isn't just the parties. It isn't just the parades. It isn't even confined to one month on a calendar. Pride is showing up. It's checking in on your friends. It's supporting local organizations. It's lifting up people when they need it. And sometimes it's remembering to slow down and take care of yourself. This month reminded me that in a very personal way. While I wasn't able to be everywhere I wanted to be, I'm thankful to still be here. Thankful to be getting healthier every day and thankful for every message, every check-in, every kind word, and every bit of encouragement that many of you shared with me throughout the month. It truly means the world to us. As always, thank you for making it all the way to the end of another episode. Gay PHX exists for one simple reason: connecting our community. Whether you're looking for events, local businesses, charities, entertainers, social groups, or just a reason to get out and meet new people, you'll find it at gayphx.com. Thank you for supporting local creators. Thank you for supporting local businesses. Thank you for supporting local organizations. And most importantly, thank you for supporting each other. Happy Pride Month, Phoenix. July is just around the corner, but around here, Pride doesn't end when the calendar flips. If you see us out and about, come grab a selfie with us. We love you, Phoenix.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX Podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.